So here we are. Pleasure to be with you all so far. So far, so good. So I just want to give a little bit overview, you know, of the how I'm envisioning the day, since we don't have a written out schedule, just so you won't be wondering. So this is I'm thinking of this as a silent retreat, just really offering a particular style of Vipassana practice, which I'll talk about in a moment. And so the schedule, it's not exactly set in stone. We'll see how the flow goes, but periods of sitting meditation, alternating with periods of walking meditation, and also as we go through it, there'll be plenty of time for questions and answers about the practice or anything I've said or what's going on with you. And we'll have, that'll be until 12:30 will be lunch for an hour and 15 minutes, right? So that's whatever that is, 1:40, 1:45. And then we're back until, what time is it? 4:30. And I haven't exactly got the schedule, but we'll come back sitting and walking. I'll give a Dhamma talk sometime in the middle of the afternoon, but not the last thing in the afternoon. And then, so that's how I'm envisioning the day. And hoping that if you don't have to go out, that even lunchtime could be in silence, because it's all part of the cultivation of steady awareness. It's not just about the sitting and the walking, as you'll see as we go along. So that's my sense of today and tomorrow, similar. Clear? Yeah. Good. So just to ask, if you're all here for this, how many people have never done like a silent Vipassana retreat before? A few. Okay. And do you all have you done like classes or anything in Vipassana or nothing? Yeah, some. Nobody completely unfamiliar? And then there's some here who've done like a million retreats of all different, that too. Raise your hand if you've done like a million retreats. Okay. Okay. That might be harder for you guys. Good. So, as probably most of you know, I just want to introduce the way I'll be offering instructions and talking about Vipassana practice in these 2 days. So as I assume most, if not all of you, are aware, Vipassana, it means clear seeing or extraordinary seeing or accurate seeing. It's not really a tradition. You know, if you look at the Vipassana tradition, that's a made-up thing. But it incorporates mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, the three aspects of the Eightfold Path. But there's many different angles and techniques within what so-called Vipassana practice or early Buddhist practice. It's coming from the early Buddhist, or you could say Theravada lineage, but also used in all the others. So I'm going to use the word Vipassana practice, but just to say, don't think it's a particular tradition, because it's not. So within early Buddhist or Theravada mindfulness Vipassana practice techniques, there's a very many different techniques, different angles of practicing the silent sitting and the silent walking, practicing the mindfulness. And so those of you who've done many retreats may have your own particular way that you've been practicing that you like or you don't like or whatever. Or you may have done various different ones. Anything's fine. But I just wanted to, you know, lay that out and then explain the angle from which I'll be speaking this weekend. Because of all these many different techniques and all the different ones I know, they're all really valuable. You can't do more than one at a time. And so knowing the way that the particular instructions are being offered on a retreat just can be helpful, you know, because if you really don't want to do that style for the week, it can just be awkward for you. You know, you can just ignore everything. I mean, I've done retreats where I didn't want to do what was being taught, even though I knew that's what I was getting to, and so I was trying to do something else. It sets up inner conflict just because you keep hearing something else. It's totally up to you, but I just to say that. Okay, so there that. Yeah, so the way I really wanted to share when I thought about what way to offer instructions on the weekend, what way to talk about, the way that I know many of you are familiar with, that I've been really been practicing at least the last 10 years, I would say, that this teacher Sayadaw Utejaniya, but it's not like his method, but it's a way that he describes and offers awareness, mindfulness practice. And I've personally found it so helpful to my own practice. And by practice, I don't mean just formal sitting and walking. I really mean life. And it's easy. We all go, oh, yeah, my life is my practice, la, 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 you know, and that's like a nice idea. What does that really mean? And I found just exploring this particular style, you could call it relaxed, steady awareness of whatever's going on, really is very accessible. It really can carry over and be accessible in any moment of daily life. I've just found that so helpful. So that's really why I want to come from that direction this weekend. Okay? All right. So I give a few little overview. I don't want to like talk for 45 minutes because I personally just like to get people sitting and walking and looking at your own mind and body experience, and then you can ask questions. That's more a sense of learning, but I give a little bit of overview or how we do it. So some of the valence, some of the kind of like the way that the different Vipassana mindfulness techniques work is the most focused kind can be starting with feeling sensation of breath. And really, even though what's said is we're cultivating, keeping bringing the attention back to a sensation of the breath or the body, in order to cultivate a steadiness of attention to notice whatever else is happening, in some styles, the emphasis on coming back and staying with the breath and being with the breath is the main emphasis people come away with. And the language that's used is when you wander away from the breath. So the internal message that goes on, and even when we don't think we've said it, I've talked to people who've been sitting 10 years and they think the practice is about being with the breath. And if you're with anything else, it's wandering. And if you want mindfulness, get back to the breath, because somehow mindfulness is sitting with the sensations of the breath. Okay, I'm exaggerating that a little, but that's like one end. And a real sense of really another aspect of it could be with changing object, but a real sense of aiming the attention to the object and really sinking in, aiming and connecting, but like the stone that sinks into the bottom of the river. That's one example. So there's a lot of emphasis on focusing, which can be helpful, but only if you recognize if focusing is done with a balanced quality in the mind, and often it's done with a sense of trying to make it be clearer. And we get so focused on the quality of the object and trying to make it be clearer that we don't really notice or quite get why we're getting tenser and tenser and tenser. And there can be a lot of sense of frustration, struggle, dissatisfaction that's not quite recognized because we just think, well, the object isn't clear enough. I'm not with the breath enough. I'm having these other thoughts, and these things are problems because I'm trying to get clear and calm, right? So all those practices can be done they're great if they're done without that striving, without that frustration, or with a way of noticing that that's what's happening. So this style that I got from Tejaniya is really, it brings us in from the other angle where we're really learning and this week is about practicing moments of awareness, which is simply recognizing what's happening, whatever's going on. Not making a hierarchy, not trying to create any particular experience, not trying to create any particular state of mind. And this is what's really hard when you've been actually practicing Vipassana for a long time, because you'll find you say that and you go, but without calm, it's going nowhere. Without concentration, I'm not getting the little juice, the little sense that something is happening. I'm just wandering around and noticing when I'm thinking. And, you know, I want a little more, you know, feedback loop. So that takes some patience and trust, first days. So we want to cultivate, just so I'll be talking, is a sense of relaxed, easy, receptive awareness, not trying to make the mind be a certain way, but rather the awareness, the mind is just interested, it just watches where the mind's going by itself. You're not trying to make the mind go somewhere, but learning to watch and to trust, and in the awareness as the mind does whatever it's doing. And we often won't like what it's doing, but just learning how to bring in. So that's just the kind of brief overview that I wanted to give. I'll take us through instructions. So the sense of really recognizing in your own experience the simplicity of awareness and how it doesn't take a lot of effort. So just right now as you're sitting here, can you feel your hands? Yeah? Yes? No? Yeah? Okay. Did that take a lot of effort? No. I mean, as soon as I said it, you could feel them. Is that correct? Yeah. And before I said it, probably the sensations in your hands were still there. We don't know, because you weren't really aware of it. Does that? And when I said, can you feel your hands, become aware of the feeling, but also recognizing that you're feeling that feeling. Do you get a sense what I mean? That's all we're talking about with awareness. That's simplicity. So it doesn't, it does take the sense of just remembering awareness. It does take that. It's not like just whatever, okay, go. It does take the willingness to remember awareness moment after moment, and that is the kind of the steady, patient energy that we put in. But that's all. So when I say now, okay, do you feel your feet? You could feel that, right? That same quality of relaxed awareness. Now, to get a sense of focus, so feel your hands again. Now feel really carefully. Can you feel different little sensations in your hands? Are they cool? Are they warm? Do you feel like touching sensation if they're touching? Can you feel different sensations in the hands? Yeah. Did you feel that there was a little more pushing in your attention to do that? Or was it that same kind of relaxed feeling? Huh? Anybody? You felt more pushing. It doesn't have to be, but I'm just wondering, did other people notice if there was more pushing or it was the same relaxed? I'm just trying to see if you get a sense of the difference at all. Yeah, there was more pushing. A little more. And it's not like heavy duty. There's nothing wrong with that. But you just get a sense, and then if we that can so easily turn that little pushing to a sense of really trying, of really, if I kept going with that, well, let me just see, can I feel a sensation? And then we're trying to feel the sensations. It doesn't have to be trying or striving. It doesn't have to be unbalanced. But our tendency is, that's how we know how to do things, right? You push in, so then you're really in the hands. And then, you start hearing somebody coughing or somebody sneezing, and you think, they're in my way, I got to feel these sensations. Or you start to get a little like tingling in your ears, no, I got to feel these sensations. You get that sense? And I'm using this particularly instead of breath, just because we might have stuff, a lot of habit around the breath. And so then the other experiences start to be a little in the way. We don't want these experiences because we're trying to be with this experience and get it clearer. You getting a sense of what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. So in this style, we would start by, back to, do you notice that you're seeing? When I said that, could you get a sense of the difference you were seeing before, but then when you notice you're seeing, you get that subtle sense of difference? It's subtle, but it's always available. As soon as you think about it. So just sitting here now, feeling your hands, noticing your posture, having a sense of temperature, aware that seeing's happening or hearing's happening, whatever thoughts might be happening. Then again, to the sense of your posture, your back, if there's pain. You're not looking for anything, but just receiving whatever experiences are coming and coming. You get a sense of that? That's really what we'll be practicing really practicing. And it really will take some trust to not try and create a certain state. So the practice goes through, of course, remembering again and again awareness. And I will say that I do find it that there needs to be a subtle level of a little bit stability in the mind just to recognize it. Because, you know, when I'm guiding you, you can do it. And then the next minute, especially the first, you know, first hour or two of a morning, you're tired. Tired is okay. Awareness can notice tiredness. Awareness can notice anything. That's the thing. There's no experience of body or mind that awareness can't recognize and know. So as soon as you go, I can't practice because XYZ, right in that moment, XYZ is like this. That's awareness of it. So we're watching what happens, watching where the mind goes. But I will offer when I, you know, give instruction at the beginning of the sitting, I will say just to begin, if you want to feel the sensations of breath or body or hearing, just as a way to allow the attention to collect for a moment. But then as soon as something else arises, I'm not ready for that yet. I got to be back to that. Watch the mind doing that. It does. You already noticed it. You didn't notice it. Awareness notices it, or you wouldn't even be saying, I'm not ready for that yet. It's all happening by itself. It's just nature. It's not me, Carol, having some idea how I want to organize experience and making it happen. I mean, that would be great if we could do it and we had a clue in life what good organization would even be. But first, we can't make it happen. And second, usually what we think should happen doesn't really take us where we think it wants, we want to go anyway. So just give it up. And we'll okay, this is what's happening. So feeling the breath and, hearing. And just, you recognize it's happening. Awareness just simply recognizes. I'll talk more about that later. So these, I don't know what's going on, too much thinking. The moment thinking's recognized, that's a moment of awareness, of thinking. Fine. When we're not aware of thinking, you're in the story. You know, you're down in Mexico and doing whatever. Thinking. There's no need to beat yourself up or anything. That's the mind doing its thing. That moment of awareness of thinking, just recognize how that feels. Just like awareness of seeing versus seeing and not knowing we're seeing. That's all. And the next thing will arise. So for these first things, if you just, the next thing that arises is 10 minutes later, you're back in Mexico, then we must, okay, feel something just for the moment, something concrete and neutral. Sensations of breath, sensations in the body, not something that's real painful, because that gets the mind all activated, but something kind of neutral. Okay, so that's kind of the overview. I'm not going to ask for questions because it would just be intellectual now. So let's practice a little bit and then see, and I'll guide. I think we'll sit for about a half an hour. You can turn those, if you guys all hate the fluorescence, you can. But if you all fall asleep, I want to know the truth. If you all fall asleep in the dark, we're turning them back on the next time. So it's, most of you know, but those who haven't, it's helpful to find a posture that you can be relatively erect. So you're not just lounging around. But you don't, in this style, have to hold yourself. In fact, I would advocate not hold yourself really stiff and tight. So the physical is like mirroring the mental, the balance of relaxed and alert in the body, relaxed and alert in the mind. So just noticing. Helpful to have the eyes slightly closed generally. We're not looking around. But some people are used to meditating with eyes open, but then if you are, you know to have them slightly downcast, not looking at me. There's nothing going on over here. Just really being with yourself. When we're walking, the eyes are open and seeing is part of the experience. So for now, just to begin simple, give the big overview, but we'll begin simply now. So just as you're sitting right now, as I said, eyes closed, just take a breath and just like gently allow your attention to just feel how the body feels sitting. You don't have to go into it. It's like receiving. Attention is just receiving whatever sensations of sitting present themselves. You don't have to name them. I am because I'm talking, but you know, you might just feel coolness. I know it's hands, but what I'm feeling is just coolness or pressure. Or maybe you feel a sense of your whole posture. Just relaxing at ease. It's like this now in the body. Just being not in contention. And also just allowing whatever the weather pattern is in the mind, in the heart. You may name it or not, but if you're sleepy or cranky or excited or nervous, happy, whatever it is, just recognizing and letting it be. It's like this now. Physical sensations, mood, thoughts coming, going. It's like this now. Just resting, feeling the body. And so as a way of just, you know, slowly allowing a little stability to come in, you can let the sensations of body arise in the forefront, just feeling them. The other things are going on, that's fine. For some people then, within the sensation of the whole body, attention might quite naturally feel the sensations that arise as the body breathes in. You don't have to try to breathe in, just let the body do its thing. And those particular sensations may be, especially if you've practiced with that a lot, very natural and easy to receive in awareness. So that's fine. Whether it's in the whole body, the chest, the nose, changing, it doesn't matter in this style. But just have that sense of awareness receiving the sensations rather than sending the mind into them. Just as they are. Cloudy, foggy, clear, deep, shallow, it doesn't matter. It's like this now. And as soon as, you know, awareness notices something else is occurring, a different sensation, hearing, thinking, image, the noticing of that is that present moment awareness, just receiving what's occurring. So you don't need to push it away. But then if you just feel all confused for now, you can allow the sensations of body, breath, to, in that moment, reemerge, be received again. Just to connect, not with that sensation so much, but with present moment awareness. Ah, it's like this now. Something else arises, that's fine. It's like this now. And when you lose the thread entirely, can allow the sensations of body or breath to reawaken present moment mindfulness. And so let's just do that for some moments. What's awareness noticing right now? Whatever it is. Just recognizing this is happening. It's like this now. If you start to feel a sense of struggle, you might just check in the mind, is the mind looking for something special to happen or anything in particular? That looking is a kind of wanting, kind of leaning forward, sense of contention with the moment. Or is something occurring that there's resistance? Tension, like, doesn't want this to be here. Noticing that quality of not wanting is the next arising object of awareness. Unseen, it locks us in struggle. Seen, it's the next mental experience arising. And in that moment, okay, not wanting feels like this. That's a moment of fresh awareness. If you suddenly realize you've been lost in thought a while, that moment's a moment of wakefulness, mindfulness, awareness. We can appreciate it rather than thinking it's a problem. What went before is over. Oh yeah, awareness again, right here. And then it notices what happens next. So the the power really of this kind of relaxed, not so directive kind of mindfulness, awareness, is in the growing the steadiness of it through the day, and so it's accessible also in our life. So if we're really, you know, trying to focus to hold an object steady, we might notice like more kind of feedback quicker, but the mind body also gets tired. I know the first sitting of a first thing, we're tired anyway, but it's just tired from tiredness. But the way this practice, this works, is just through the sitting, and then now we'll do walking meditation and whatever we're doing, we just this gentle, non-striving, but receptive awareness, we just are learning to trust and cultivate it through the days here. It's really a sense of, whenever I go on retreat now, I think, oh, so many days, just to practice moments of awareness. And it starts to grow itself after a while. So I don't want to do questions now. I'd like to do a walking period and then come back. So taking the same awareness as right now as you're sitting here, noticing whatever your posture feels like, just not looking for it, but just starting to remember, you know, recognizing that hearing's happening, knowing if the mind is tired, you know. I don't mean you have to clock through all these things, but just have this sense of present receiving, you know, so it's not just, oh, that's over, and then we just kind of blank out until the next thing we're told to do, you know, which is kind of, we do blank out. You can know you're blanking out, actually. I don't really, just blanked out right now, you know. So awareness can even know that. So anyway, so to move into the formal walking meditation, which I guess most of you are familiar with, and again, there's different ways of doing it, but for here, it's this more relaxed, receptive quality of mindfulness. But for those who aren't familiar, walking meditation, it's different from taking a walk, in that we're not having a goal, a direction. So it goes, it's nice outside, somewhere outside, and just you're just walking back and forth, 20 or 30 paces back and forth. So it takes away the sense that you're going somewhere, which can be either a relief or can drive you crazy, depending. But it means, okay, here we are. And in this style, the speed isn't important. Some people think that if you're going slow is really better somehow, but it doesn't matter. In fact, if you're holding yourself tense to go slow, that's not helpful. So in this style, find your place, and you're walking back and forth. It's a sense to begin with. You're not looking for a lot of other experiences. You can just be feeling the sense of your body walking. And again, what's natural for you? If it's a really relaxed sense of the whole body in movement as a kind of like the collecting point, that's great. If it's you just naturally feel the foot and leg that's moving and that refreshes your awareness again and again, that's fine. But it's not about throwing your attention into your foot and leg and holding it there. It's not needing to be precise, and this is where it can feel uncomfortable if you're not used to it. So we're walking and just feeling the body. You're not looking for any other experience. Just being with that, very simple, but not shutting out other experience. And so the way Tejaniya describes it, I was just reading, so you're walking and at first it's just a kind of, it's a broader kind of mindfulness possibly than one some people might be used to, that it should be very precise. You think, well, this isn't mindfulness. I'm just feeling the body walking. But that is mindfulness. Mindfulness can be very precise. It can be broad. Both are mindful awareness. So as you're feeling that, you're not looking for thoughts or seeing, but other things may just start to be naturally noticed, like the awareness can just naturally begin to spread out. And if that happens, that's fine. You don't stop it. But in the walking, same as the sitting, if you suddenly awareness recognizes you haven't even noticed the last three passes, you didn't even know you were walking, okay, that's a moment of awareness. You might just stop and reconnect with the present moment, refresh the awareness, take the next step. So experimenting again with this, you know, the balance of receptiveness, but knowing that awareness is here, remembering it when we've spaced out completely. but not looking for any particular experience. Is that too confusing? Or is that clear? So play with it. Play with it and see. And even on the way to the walking, you know, you're feeling the body walking, and we're relaxed. You might start just noticing, because a lot of this practice moves in the direction of noticing what the mind is doing. So you might just notice how your mind is choosing where to go walk. It's just interesting, you know? Not a right or a wrong, but just seeing, you know, the thoughts it has, if it wants this, it doesn't want that, it rejects this, it goes for that, it's lost in aversion, it says, I'm going to hide in the toilet for 30 minutes, whatever it is. Not making it right or wrong, but we just want to really see, learn how the mind works, because this is the place of suffering and freedom the Buddha talks about. So this practice, and I'll say more about it later, it may seem like nothing much, but it's really creating the conditions that allow for the wisdom that can really, really free us from the suffering in our hearts and minds. So I'd say about a half an hour period for walking. Someone will ring the bell. You ring the bell? Okay, I'll let you know what time.